Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. He said his team did nothing wrong. He said he believed his star quarterback. He issued a 20,000-word rebuttal and demanded that the NFL apologize. He was full of righteous indignation and fighting mad. But this week, Robert Kraft surrendered.
That's right. The formerly defiant owner of the New England Patriots said he would accept the NFL sanctions against his team, a $1 million fine and the loss of two draft picks, for deflating footballs in the AFC Championship game. The suddenly meek and mild Mr. Kraft said he's accepting NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell's judgment for the good of the whole league.
So, in that spirit, I don't want to continue the rhetoric that's gone on for the last 4 months. I'm going to accept reluctantly what he has given to us and not continue this dialogue and rhetoric. And we won't appeal.
Well, joining us, as he does every Wednesday, appeal or not, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hello, Bill.
Meghna, how are you?
I'm fine. That's about as hat in hand as I've ever heard Robert Kraft. What happened?
Well, one possibility is that he rummaged around in his sofa cushions and found $1 million, which is the fine that the NFL had. And so, that's no problem. Here, take it. I was here on the sofa. A conspiracy theorist might suggest that a deal is in the works whereby Mr. Kraft agrees to shut up and go home, and the commissioner agrees to listen very, very carefully when Tom Brady's argument for a slightly shorter suspension is presented to him.
Oh, except I'm just seeing here just now a report that says NFL Commissioner Goodell simply said no when asked if the Patriots' decision to accept their penalties from the Wells report would have any effect on Tom Brady's appeal.
Oh, well, then I withdraw the possibility that might even be worth considering. if that's what he said.
But, Bill, so he said he was doing it for the good of the league. Hard to imagine that he would give up an appeal if he thought he could win. I mean, this just looks like he's saying, yeah, we kind of cheated, couldn't have won. What do you think? I mean, I don't know.
He might be saying that. He might be saying, gee, it suddenly occurred to me that I don't actually know what happened with those footballs, and I feel a little silly being out there defending these guys who perhaps don't deserve to be defended. And as I say, it might very well be that there has been some sort of arrangement, either direct and obvious or indirect and not. The main thing for the Patriots are the $1 million doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. Nobody ever knows what draft picks mean until years later when players develop or don't. What really means something to the Patriots at this point is how many games they're going to have to play without Tom Brady. Hmm. And it stands at 4, and we'll wait and see whether it gets reduced.
Well, Bill, can we move on and talk about a sport in which the primary projectile is not inflated at all? So there shall never be Deflategate in hockey? Because GM for the Boston Bruins has been, new GM, I guess,
yes.
Because they fired general manager Peter Chiarelli, and now they've promoted assistant GM Don Sweeney. So tell us a little bit about him.
Well, 6 years on the job training as assistant general manager, been with the Bruins for a good long time, played his career with the Bruins after starring at Harvard as a hockey player. By all accounts, a terrific company man who will be very good at serving the best interests of the team. He's got his work cut out for him because when you don't make the playoffs in the National Hockey League, you're really not very good.
Right. So he has two choices, fire the coach or fire the players, right?
Well, I think that's a little more more gray area than that. I think if they were going to fire the coach, they probably would have fired him already. And Coach Julien has been around for a good long time and has had some awfully good seasons as well as last season not so good. So I don't know as they'll fire him right away. They've got some players to think about in terms of who they want to pay the big money to and who they want to lock up long term. And that's the kind of thing that coaches and general managers have to get together and decide.
Well, let's move on and talk a little bit about soccer because, hey, the New England Revolution, they're playing Sporting Kansas City tonight, and they were undefeated, the Revs, that is, in their last 9 games. Not a bad season.
They have been spectacularly successful, especially at home. And they, if you look at the charts, you look at the standings, everything you see about the Revs is good. They've scored nearly as many goals as almost anybody else, allowed about as few goals. And, you know, D.C. United has allowed less goals, and so has Dallas. But all right. Or D.C. United has anyway. But the main thing is that they've been exciting, they've been drawing fans, and they're at the top of the heap. And as you point out, if they win tonight, they will truly be at the top of the heap. If the they win and the season were to end, they would get the supporter shield, which is what the team gets that has the best regular season record, which means precisely nothing. because you have to go on and win a championship in this country to be considered worthy.
Well, they came
and
close
last... So they will
last...
try and do that. They did, and it's very easy to fall off after coming close. And I don't think the Revolution is doing that. I think they're playing exciting soccer. A friend of mine was out there the other night. He said there were 24,000 people, and they were very loud, and it was a very festive atmosphere, and all things are good.
All right, Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. He joins us every Wednesday to talk sports on Radio Boston. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony.